Gardaí seeking to identify suspects in criminal investigations will be able to search thousands of images from CCTV and other sources under legislation being prepared by Minister for Justice Helen McEntee to allow for the use of facial recognition technology. Minister McEntee, who we plan to talk to in just a moment, insists the measure is not about mass surveillance. However, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties is opposing the use of facial recognition technology because of what it says is the extreme risk it poses to people's rights. Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the ICCL, says the technology is unreliable and open to abuse.
We're talking in a policing context of a far wider access to this information and potential use, particularly the ability for a police service to track individual movement through all public spaces. And it's not difficult to understand how that could easily be abused in a way that could profoundly affect democracy in itself. The European Data Protection Board has said that the type of matching technology that we're talking about here will effectively reduce the human face to being like a human license plate, that it can be matched through machine learning to a prepared database.
Liam Herrick of the Council for Civil Liberties. Well, we're joined now from our Athlone studio by Minister for Justice Helen McEntee. A very good afternoon, Minister.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Welcome to the programme. I'll get your response to what Liam Herrick had to say in just a moment, but you say you're going to seek Cabinet approval now for this legislation. What are you intending? What are you planning?
Well, what I'm planning here is to try and give the Gardaí the tools and the equipment that I believe and that they have asked for to be able to do their job effectively. I'm bringing forward a piece of legislation that I hope to have enacted later on this year that will, for the first time, introduce body-worn cameras, which will be hugely helpful for Gardaí in detecting crime, but also in keeping them safe. It will strengthen our laws around CCTV footage for Gardaí, but also for our local authorities and communities. It will also introduce number plate recognition for the first time. What I believe the bill is strong on is the gathering of data and information, and in particular to be used for serious type of crimes. What it is weak on is giving Gardaí the tools to be able to access that data. So if we think in a particular situation where Gardaí have to spend tens of thousands of hours trawling through CCTV, where with the use of this type of technology, they could do it in a matter of minutes. So this is not about mass surveillance. This is not about generally looking at the population, interfering with people's privacy. This would be in very specific cases. So for example, where you have a child abduction, where you have child sexual abuse, where we know that these incidents, and in particular online, have increased by about 6,000% in recent years. This is about murders, and we've seen even across the water in Europe and the US where it's been used for terrorist type activities.
Okay,
so it is limited. This is not about mass surveillance.
This is very targeted. So I'll talk in a moment about this question of oversight, but just in terms of the nuts and bolts of this, the database will be composed of what? CCTV images, images captured on Garda body cams, that kind of material, and then available on a database. How large does it need to be actually a useful tool?
Well, I suppose this is something that's been worked through at the moment. So the current legislation, which we're providing for the body-worn cameras, the CCTV, with that there is a code of practice, which has been developed in tandem, but also development of, a tender process to be able to make sure we have the technology that's needed. So the taking of the footage is the easy thing. It's the actual storing of it and making sure we have that capacity. So that's been worked through and the details are being worked through.
A study in America in 2016 found that half, where they have this technology already, half of all American adults were in law enforcement facial recognition databases. Is that what's envisaged here, that sort of scale of data?
No, absolutely not. I mean, what we're talking about is very targeted measures here. So this is about allowing Gardaí, for example, where you have a child that's been abducted, where something like this, obviously time is of the essence, where they would be able to access CCTV looking specifically for an individual. And as well, it's, you know, I need to be clear because there have been some who've said, well, this technology is not reliable, it doesn't always work. This would be something to support the Gardaí. So this would be carried out by an individual guard. A decision would have to be taken. Yeah. All of this would be assessed, but it would be specific. It's not about taking people's data, keeping it on a system and going back to check it. It's where a detective team or an investigation team need to check footage, be it CCTV or any other type of cameras.
Yeah, but I mean, is this a database that would have maybe thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of images captured, the profiles, the visual information about large swathes of the population? And if it's only a small niche, how do you determine who those individuals are or should be?
So there are two separate elements here. There is the obvious strengthening of the laws around CCTV, and we already have that, and we already have the laws to govern it. And of course, we know at a European level, there's a court case ongoing that's gone to the Supreme Court around data retention, how long we can keep data. And I will be responding to that accordingly with a separate piece of legislation. Separate to that, then, in terms of facial recognition, this is not about storing huge pieces of information with individuals and keeping people on file. This is about very specific cases.
So at any given time then, how many people's images would be on the base, on the database?
I don't have that exact information. I suppose we're working through all of this, but if you think about the fact that we have in any given town, in any given city at the moment, we have CCTV cameras in operation, and obviously monitoring.
We're all on somebody's CCTV probably at some point, but we're not all going to be on the database, is that right? Is that what you're saying?
No, but this database, so this will be, I suppose, a system specific to certain incidents that happen. So it's not going to be a database collecting people indiscriminately or information on people or faces of people indiscriminately. It will be about specifically targeting where there are incidents, where there are investigation teams that need to use this type of technology, and then storing that as part of evidence for a criminal trial or a process that needs to then take place, as well as other evidence that will be gathered. So again, this would not be something that would be used as the sole piece of evidence in a particular case. But it is, I mean, we think of how crimes have changed. We think of how our society has changed. We think of, in particular, child sexual abuse. So much of this is online, and the ability for us to be able to, in particular, work with law enforcement agencies across the world to identify suspects, but also to protect victims and to be able to find victims quickly. You know, the huge amount of work that's been done by our new Divisional Protective Service units who specialise in this area, to have the training in this, I think would be hugely helpful.
But obviously there are concerns. We've heard what Liam Herrick has to say. The European Data Protection Board, which represents data protection agencies across Europe, it has concerns. The state of San Francisco, or the city of San Francisco in the United States, has banned the use of this technology because of its concerns. James Lawler, who's the chair of the Oireachtas Justice Committee, is suggesting that this should be run out initially on a pilot scheme. Would that be considered?
So I think we have to look at all options. I mean, the rollout of body-worn cameras will be on a pilot basis. We'll start that within the next 12 months. But it's about putting the checks and balances in place. So the legislation as it stands, the facial recognition technology will be brought forward as amendments. But the bill itself, we've had a huge amount of engagement with the Data Protection Commissioner. There's a code of conduct that's being developed alongside the use of body-worn cameras, so you don't have Gardaí going round and recording. I mean, they will essentially press a button on their pellet or on their peplum where it will start the recording when it's needed, and obviously will only be used if needed. So there are codes of conduct for this, for how the CCTV is used, for the number plate recognition, which will be allowed use by some of our agencies as well, which we'll specify in the legislation. So this is about making sure those, you know, absolutely, people's privacy is absolutely utmost here. The access to GDPR and all of this information is going to be included in this.
Minister, before I let you go, this incident at the Dublin airport, which last evening, I think people may have seen some of the images on social media, fight in the airport concourse. Was the response time of Gardaí to this satisfactory?
So I don't have the exact details of it. I've seen the footage. I've watched it. It was absolutely unacceptable. I know from the Garda Commissioner that there seemed to have been an incident that started that was responded to by the Gardaí that then progressed further down into the airport. What needs to happen now, I'm absolutely certain of this, is that there needs to be an assessment of what happened. There needs to be an assessment of how this incident took place, how the response time was, and how we can improve it.
Yeah.
We need to learn from this.
Can you reassure people planning to travel through the airport this week, over the weekend, next week, that the airport will be adequately policed?
I will, yes. I've just opened a station with 50 Gardaí. They work very closely with the security in the airport itself, with the DAA. We have our border management team there. So there is a huge number of teams working together, and I think from this incident in particular, we just need to learn from it. And if there are ways in which Gardaí can improve the response times, then they will absolutely learn from that.
Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, thanks for talking to us on the programme. We'll take a short break, then back with more on Boris Johnson's lockdown parties.